Happy Easter. The Lord has risen. Alleluia. There's something different in the sanctuary. You probably noticed it. This giant pillar, this torch called the Paschal candle. And last night at the Easter vigil, we solemnly blessed this candle. And I want to tell you about it. So the Easter vigil began after dark last night. And the church was pitch dark, and there was a fire lit in the vestibule where you come in. And Father David blessed the fire, and he put these pieces of incense, five of them in the form of a cross, to remind us of the five glorious wounds on Jesus' body. Those wounds that were on his hands and his feet and on his side. You see, the candle here represents Jesus, who is the light of the world in the midst of darkness. And that was so beautifully displayed in the church's liturgy last night, because we processed into the church as it was pitch dark. And there was the smokes of incense, followed by the candle, and the deacon saying, "The light of Christ," and we all cried out with joy, "Thanks be to God." And then we took our own candles that each person in the congregation had, and they were lit from this candle, so that from this one flame representing Christ, the whole church began to be filled with light. And it was so beautiful. You see, it symbolized the people of Israel walking through the Red Sea when God had delivered them from slavery in Egypt. If you remember in the book of Exodus, there was a cloud of glory that led them, and God was in a pillar of fire. And so the smoke of incense came with the light. And then the priest standing behind representing Moses. And behind the priest in this procession were the 75 people that were coming into the church to be baptized last night. It was so amazing, representing those in slavery to sin being delivered through the Passover. Today is the feast of Christ's Passover. The Passover of Jesus Christ from death to life. And it is the feast of our Passover, brothers and sisters, because through our baptism, we have been brought from the slavery of sin to the freedom of now being called children of God. St. Paul says in the letter to the Romans, "The love of God has been poured into your hearts through the Holy Spirit, through which we cry out, Abba, Father." The gift of Easter is Jesus' resurrection, yes. But closely tied to that is the gift of our baptism. That through baptism, God has made us his sons and daughters, and now we dare, yes, dare, call him Father. Because now we live in Jesus. We have died with Christ through the waters of baptism so that we can rise with Christ. And when this candle was brought in the dark, with just the candles lit, the deacon sang this beautiful ancient hymn called The Exultet. And it's one of the most magnificent hymns of the church's entire liturgy. And it starts, "Exalt, let them exalt, sing choirs of angels. Let this holy building shake with joy." You see, it's magnificent. And the joy in that moment, recognizing that our lives are in darkness without the light that comes from Jesus. I want to share with you a few reflections on a few of those lines in that beautiful prayer. The first was that these then are the feast of Passover, in which the Lamb, the one true Lamb, anoints the doorpost of believers. If you remember in that same story of Exodus that we played out here, before God delivered them, he sent the angel of death to destroy the firstborn of the Egyptians. But he told the Hebrews, take the blood of a lamb, slaughter it, take its blood and anoint the doorposts. And when the angel sees that, he'll go over your door. And then eat the lamb. The church's liturgy beautifully shows us that that moment was pointing to Jesus, who is the true lamb, who was sacrificed for our sins. And through baptism and through the Eucharist, his blood no longer anoints the physical doors of people's homes, but it now anoints the doors of our souls that have been filled with the very life of God. Now this is one of my favorite lines in the Exultet. O wonder of your humble care for us, O love, O charity beyond all telling, to ransom a slave, you gave away your son. O truly necessary sin of Adam, destroyed completely by the death of Christ. O happy fault that has earned so great, so glorious a Redeemer. That's just amazing. That the church, in light of Easter, can look at the sin of Adam and Eve and say, O happy fault, that this has brought about such a glorious Redeemer. If Adam and sin hadn't messed up in the garden, if mankind had not fallen, the church is telling us we would not have had such a glorious Redeemer who laid down his life out of love for the forgiveness of our sins. And lastly, this beautiful reminder, a fire into many flames divided, yet never dimmed by the sharing of its light, for it is fed by melting wax. This one candle burns. And there's something interesting about candles, right? That in order for a candle to give life, to give light, to give warmth, it must sacrifice itself. As it burns down its very existence. That is why a candle is such a beautiful symbol of Jesus, who gives himself away in his death and resurrection for us. And it teaches us that the secret to being his disciples is to give ourselves away to others with that same sacrificing love. That flame went from one flame to fill this whole church because Christ has put the fire of his love in the hearts of each one of us through our baptism. But here's the challenge. We have to take that light, that fire of God's love, out of this church and into the world. We have to go like the early church disciples and announce the good news of the resurrection. We cannot keep this joy to ourselves, brothers and sisters. It's too beautiful. It's too powerful to be kept in this building. It has to be unleashed, so that the Holy Spirit can let the fire of his love dwell in the hearts of many others, so that the love of God can be poured into their hearts too, so that they too can cry out, Abba, Father. This morning, we're going to renew our baptismal promises. We're going to reject Satan, refuse to be mastered by sin, and profess our faith once again in Christ Jesus. So at this point in time, I invite you to stand. The response will be, I do. And make it a hearty I do. Let Satan hear you in hell. Renounce him. It's early in the morning, so I know we're all tired. But let's let hell hear our declaration of faith in Jesus. And so I ask you, do you renounce Satan?
I do.
And all his works?
I do.
And all his empty show?
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, and rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father? And do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? This is the faith of the Church, and we are proud to confess it through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.